jump in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. How is everyone?
Very good.
Look like some of you are totally tired now already. Some of the because it's stuffy, right? It's hot. Thank God this time, once again, I was given opportunity to come to share with you and learn together. Last year we met in Leicester, and it has been a year since. I'm glad that you come back. This year the class is smaller than last year, I'm sure. Some of the class last year didn't make it, the second year, right? But this time, thank God, you make the right choice to come back and continue the learning. So, if you were in my class last year, you kind of know my style, you kind of know what I expected. I didn't give you any material, but you were supposed to listen carefully and also to copy down main points. So, just some expectation about the class, nothing to do with the grades or the test. I need every day I need someone on duty. You can take turns or you can volunteer. I need somebody to wait abroad for me every time when the class is off. I don't want to come here when I write something down to do it myself again. It's the small things you can help. And of course, I drink a lot of fluids. And I like to have my honey and lemon drink on my table because I've been talking four classes in the morning and now it's two classes. So if you're going to help me, everyone, maybe the team leader can help coordinate with them. See whether you take turns or you're a volunteer, I want to do it all the time. I'll be greatly appreciating all your efforts. And so, of course, in the class, we will have a lot of discussion, and also we'll have tests. Usually, the test is very easy to fail. Okay, if you don't study, if you miss the main point, okay. But if you follow the class, I'll give you all the answers in the test. I'll even tell you what will be the test, and the team leader will drop it down. They will make the test for us. So basically everything, no surprise. So this time our subject is Introduction to the Old Testament. Last year we studied New Testament. Who can tell me what does Testament mean? Anyone? What does Testament mean? You know it, right? Just embarrassed to say it. It's okay, anyone? Jerry, what does Testament mean?
An account.
An account? Okay, good try. Anyone else? What does Testament mean? Yes, Katie? Yeah, Katie, right? What does Testament mean? Covenant, very good. In covenant. And what does covenant mean? What does covenant mean? Forgot already. Only 11 months. What does covenant mean? Forgot so fast? Nobody can help? Covenant actually means agreement. Or a contract. Every day we live under this world, we live in a lot of agreement. For example, you carry cell phone, your mobile phone. Usually the mobile phone, how about in UK, I don't know, in Canada, usually people buy a contract, right? You sign a contract, 2 years, they give you a new phone for free. Is it free? Is it really free? Not quite so, right? Because what you have found during this period, you have to use their service. If they earn you back the money over time, and of course they give you a free phone back, it's not that free. And then later you go to school, how many of you have student loan contract? Student loan on you? Most of you, right? Because nowadays, schooling are very expensive. Your parents couldn't pay it, not afford it, no problem. You sign a contract, student loan agreement. Now you don't have to pay. Government pay for you, and when you graduate, you pay it back. Contract. Later you work, before the first day of your work, you go to the company, you sign a contract, right? Even though it's a temporary job or long-term job, you still have to sign something. You agree. You are going to take your job, you're going to keep the information confidential, and then the company will pay you a certain amount of money. Later, you get married. You're all single, right? Anyone get married already? All single. But when you are married, this means you are in a marriage agreement. You agree that you love the person the rest of your life until you die. And the other side agree the same thing. And you should not be out of your agreement. Through time, people have a lot of covenant or agreements. But there's one agreement which is more important than the rest of your agreement. Yes, maybe on you, you carry a few agreements already. But don't forget, there's one agreement that's most important. What is that agreement or covenant to? It's to God, to our eternal God, because we are His creatures, we are His children. So the Old Testament actually is talking about how God make the agreement, make the promise to His people throughout time. And of course, last year we already studied the New Testament. The New Testament, already, we know that what is the relationship between the Old and New. Oh, this pen, okay. Old Testament was the shadow. New Testament is the substance. Old Testament is the prophecy. New Testament is the fulfillment. So that's the relationship. So since last year, you already learned about New Testament. We know the theme of the New Testament is fulfillment of salvation plan. Which is Jesus. So the Old Testament was the preparation. So the theme of the Old Testament and the New Testament, who can tell me what is the theme of the whole Bible? In one word, what is it?
Yes, salvation.
Salvation, very good. Salvation plan is what God wanted to achieve since human being fall from grace. What God wanted to bring people back to His fall, back to His grace. But He has to do so much to achieve it. So the whole Old Testament actually is talking about Jesus. It's talking about the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. About how the Lord is preparing all the salvation plan. So when you study Old Testament, something we have to pay attention to each book. We will tell you the theme of each book. You have to remember, so I'm telling you what to expect in the test now. You have to remember the theme of each book, the theme verses. If I give you any, most of the book have a theme verse, and if I give you, you should know where it is and memorize it. And you should be able to explain how each book and the theme related to Jesus and His salvation. There are too many information in the Old Testament. Each book is so huge, so much information, and we won't have time to cover everything. We only have less than one lesson to cover each book. But I'll give you all the main points, so you should be able to tell us how each book related to the grand salvation plan, including the prefiguration of Lord Jesus Christ. Usually I'll tell you certain Bible verse. Are you cold? Usually when I tell you this is related to the salvation plan, if I were you, I'll underline it with a red pen. If you don't have a red pen, try to get one, a marker. Don't just use your computer, okay? You're not going to work well. You need your Bible. So you underline a verse and put a fake cross. That's what I do it, because Old Testament has so much information. But I only want you to care about what those verse related to the salvation plan. So you put a big margin, underline it, and then put a big cross in red pen. That's how I do it. That's how I remember all the main points. So in the test, you will be allowed to use your Bible and Bible only. No computer, no notes, but you can copy and write whatever in your Bible. I don't care. As long as it's your Bible, it's fine. So if you're using computer, tell it no, sorry. You're not allowed to use it unless you can memorize everything in your brain. But you copy everything in the Bible, that's fine. That's why I like a big Bible. I copy everything. In here, I don't even need to bring another box. So everything in my Bible and in my brain. And you should do the same thing. Because I know your computer is very fancy, you type very fast, but you are not going to look back at those notes. I guarantee you. And last year, after you typing all the notes, I only tested my, who went back to look at it? Nobody. And I asked you, what is the main covenant you forgot about? Yeah. But you write the Bible, you not forget about it. There's a research. People using computer to take notes versus the people use paper to take notes. Who is the one? Remember it better? Use paper. Because when you use paper, you process the information instead of typing every single word. So it's good to have computer, but actually you don't have to type every single word that I said. Don't do that. It takes too much time. But write down the main point in your Bible, remember in your mind, better than typing everything in your hard drive. Right? Hard drive crash anyway. Right. Put it here, the hard drive here is better. Okay, so the book of Old Testament cover a lot of history. It's a very fascinating book. Actually, it's more than one book. The Old Testament together, how many books are there? You should know, you should memorize it by... Total, Old Testament, how many books? Yeah. 39 books. Now, we talk about the Old Testament. It covers a vast amount of time and history. But what is the easiest way to memorize it? I'll give you a very easy way. Easiest way to divide the Old Testament into five different sections or five chapters. It all start with an E. Okay? The first one is Eden. Usually, the Bible scholar dated the time of Eden about 4000 BC, which was about 6000 years before our time now. It covers from Genesis chapter 1 to 11. In these 11 chapters, a lot of story was mentioned. Of course, the main figure is Adam and Eve, Cain, Seth, Noah. A lot of fascinating story, talking about how humans were created by God and how humans fall from grace. So there were a lot of sin, evil, death. Basically, a lot of problems. Soon after God created the world, in terms of Noah, already there are huge problems. After human beings were kicked out of Garden of Eden. But the Bible, don't forget, the theme is always, how can God bring back human beings back to His grace? And how can God undo all this damage? Undo all this problem. the way and the preparation is hidden or indirectly mentioned about all this salvation preparation in the book of Genesis. In chapter 1 to chapter 11. So when we talk about Genesis, we'll mention about that. And of course, one of the key covenant is Noah. Noah's covenant. In the Bible, in the Old Testament, there are quite a few covenants. But every covenant actually was built upon the other ones, built up as the whole Old Testament, as a prefiguration to the New Testament. So God destroyed the world, but promised Noah that I will not destroy it again. Because God have mercy and grace. That means there's an opening, there's a saving grace, there's a hope in this all this trouble. And of course, the ark is a major prefiguration about what God is going to do to human beings. So whenever you read Old Testament, every single chapter or story, you look for what? The prefiguration of Jesus. I didn't mention it here. And you're looking for prefiguration about true church. Throughout the Old Testament, if you can grab these two main points, actually they are one main point, just a preparation of salvation. If you can grab these two main points about every single book, anything mentioned about the prefiguration of the true church or the Lord Jesus Christ, because the church is the body, right? Actually, they are one thing. So if you can grab this idea, you understand Old Testament. The details, history, geographical thing, those are the secondary. So the first session is Eden. How God is prepared to undo all the problem that caused by human sin. The second session is election, elect, the second E. It happens about 2000 BC. It's from chapter 12, Genesis, chapter 12 to 50. In this story, the major character is Abraham. How God called him out of Ur, promised him, if you follow me, I'll give you a promised land, I'll give you descendants, I'll give you what? I'll give you blessing. So, the key person here is Abraham. So, it's Abraham covenant. This is the first step that God is going to really achieve the preparation of salvation. Because from one family become chosen nation. And from the chosen nation will come Jesus. But everything has to start with one person first. And that is Abraham. So the Abraham covenant, God talked to him about promise. First, talk about descendant, or call it seed. From one seed, from one man, the whole man comes to bless. And then, who is this talking about? Of course, it talk about Jesus. Talk about the land. Of course, in the future, talk about kingdom of God. And we all know the land of Canaan is not the true place that God wants to give to his true people. Nowadays, the Israel land, they are fighting, you know, Hamas is just firing rocket every day in Israel fighting back. It's a land of chaos. It's not good anymore. They will never have peace on the land. But God will promise seed, descendants, besides the one seed they have descended, and also the promised land, the true kingdom of God. So there's the election, the second chapter. And of course, Abraham is the prefiguration justified by faith. In the book of Genesis, already hidden this method, and this is one of the most important concepts in the Old Testament. Which book in the Old New Testament talk about we are saved by justification by faith? Last year we learned about this, right? Which book the theme? Yes? Book of Romans, very good, isn't it? The righteous, what's the theme verse? The righteous, the righteous shall save by faith. Where is it? Romans chapter 1, verse 16. See, if you don't write in the Bible, you don't remember. If you don't read your mind, it's difficult, right? So, justification by faith was hidden in this Abrahamic covenant. And all this pointing to Lord Jesus Christ. So this is the second E. Yeah? All these things I mentioned will be in your test. In your test, I'll ask you what is the 5 E and how does each period relate to salvation. And you have to write an essay giving all the Bible verses, including New Testament, Old Testament, linking it together, applying. So that is the major question on the test, plus some other smaller question. So I'll give you the test question already, so you should be knowing how to answer it. And the team leader will mark it very carefully. So, this is the second E. Election. 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 2000 BC. The third E. Let's call it exile. Exodus first. The third E. is called Exodus, which happens about 1500 BC. The time is very easy to remember from now. Only the first one is 4000, and then the other one is difference by 500. 2000, 1500, and then 1000, and then 500. So during this period, the people of God were enslaved in a foreign land of Egypt. But God used Moses to deliver them out of boundary. And of course, Moses is a prefiguration of Jesus Christ. Crossing the Red Sea is a prefiguration of baptism. But during this period, a lot of things were mentioned. The Passover lamb. Also Jesus. And then the law was given. Of course, the Old Testament law was not the complete one. It is pointing toward the better one, the better covenant Jesus will bring, the salvation, the gospel. Better covenant. There are a lot of details of the law, but in the future, when Jesus comes, all these are fulfilled. Only one remains, only Jesus. So that is the point of Exodus. And of course, the book of Exodus, not only one book. From the book of Exodus, actually, the whole period, including Numbers, Leviticus, Joshua, until Ruth. From the book of Exodus until Ruth, this period, 1500 BC, a lot of things happened. Joshua also led them into the conquer to the new land. Also, prefiguration about Lord Jesus Christ. Because Jesus will lead them victory in the promised land. And of course, during this period, they have the law and they are tabernacle. or temple. Even the temple was not built until Solomon, we call it tabernacle. Sacrificial system, festival. For example, how the tabernacle was built, what kind of festival you have to observe, like Passover, everything. All point to Jesus. Everything. Every object in the tabernacle. Golden lampstand, show bread, altar of incense, everything is referring to Jesus. Even the tabernacle itself is Jesus. So, a lot of things happen in this period from 1500 BC. But of course, the end of this period is the book of Judges. We have no king. A lot of chaos happening in the society. So later they asked for a king. So which bring you to the next period is empire. This L, the period of empire, is about 1000 BC. Very easy to memorize. Now, from now, it's all 500 years difference. The key player of this period, of course, is David and Solomon. He followed God's will, got established as king instead of Saul, and got to make a covenant. Everlasting. Davidic covenant. We call it Davidic covenant. The content of the covenant is God promised David, your son will always, forever be on the throne. Forever. From generation to generation, forever. And of course, we know that physically it did not fulfill, right? Because David's son Solomon started to worship idols. And Solomon's son made a wrong mistake and his kingdom split. From one kingdom become two kingdoms. And then the two kingdoms, they're all destroyed by foreign nations. The northern kingdom were destroyed. These two numbers you have to memorize. The northern kingdom were destroyed by Assyria. Assyria, A-S-S-Y-R-A. In the year 722. And the southern kingdom were destroyed 586 BC. So these two kingdoms were totally destroyed later. But the Davidic covenant fulfilled in another sense, which is on Lord Jesus. Because Jesus, according to man, according to the genealogy, is the descendant of Lord Jesus, of the King David, from Judah. So he is the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. And he sits on this heavenly throne, eternal throne, forever and ever. Which book in the New Testament gives us this theme? Yeah, last year we learned about that. Which book in the New Testament to give you the theme that Jesus is King? Matthew, very good. So, you see, every single book, every single period related to the theme overall and certain book in the New Testament. So in this period, the temple was built. Because this period is the golden period of the Old Testament history. There are no war, they subdue all the enemies, all the other countries, they bring tributes, they bring money and goods to Israel. So they build the temple, even everyone come here to worship. So a temple was built. And this temple is the prefiguration of Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, the temple is also referring to Jesus' body, the true church. you know, different period, different things represent Jesus' salvation and true church. In this Eden period, the ark represents the true church. In Exodus, crossing the Red Sea, right, Passover, referring to the Holy Communion. And then election period. You know that through the faith in the church, through the church that we are saved, but you are saved by grace through faith. And then this empire period, the temple. So this is how everything connected. The last session is the exile. You can copy these 2 days to this session, 722 and 586. They were in exile by these two foreign land. So from the book of Ezra, from the Lamentation to Daniel, all cover the period of exile. So from the year 586 BC is the period of exile. How they were in the foreign land, suffer and cry. But in the middle, in the darkest hour, that God promised them something. God promised them there will be a new covenant. I'll give you, God promised Jeremiah, I'll give you a new covenant. Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 31. Verse 31. Very easy to memorize this verse. Jeremiah 31:31. And once again, just like last year, I tell you to help reading the Bible verse, taking turns from here, from Ricky, and then do an S shape. So you take turns to read the verse from Ricky, please.
First one to one. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, but I'll make you confident with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah.
32. Continue.
Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt.
Continue.
I confident which they broke, though I was a husband to them, says the Lord.
Verse 3, continue.
But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people.
Continue.
34. No more shall every man teach his neighbor, and every man his brother, say, Know the Lord, for they all shall know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them, says the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity and their sin, I will remember no more.
This is one of the most important verses in the Old Testament, 31:31. It tells us the hope. Yes, the old covenant was broken because people fail. People are unfaithful. Just like you sign a contract, but you break it. You walk out of the contract. You can imagine yourself not just breaking a cell phone contract, right? You can imagine yourself, you are engaged or you are already married, but you change your mind. You say, you tell your spouse, I'm no more loving you. I want to walk out of the contract. I don't like you anymore. I want a divorce. Something like that. It's very serious and hurting the other side. And the other side is God. But God is so eternally loving. He didn't want to abandon his people forever. He wanted to give his people one more chance. And this chance is the new covenant. So what is the relationship between the Old and New Testament? This is another key point. Huh? This is another key session you have to be able to prove and write in the exam. Old Testament, only to Jews. New Testament is all nation. Old Testament, the law written on stone. But in New Testament, God's word will be written, or the covenant itself is written by blood of Lord Jesus Christ and on your hearts. Old Testament, you need the priest to preach, to teach you. But now, New Testament, you don't need anyone to teach you. Holy Spirit. Of course, the preacher can help you to understand the Bible. But you have the best teacher. You have the Holy Spirit. You don't need another one to teach you, but you'll understand. You'll understand myself. Just like verse 34 tell us.
Verse 34.
And in Old Testament, the law only let you to know that you have sinned. To remind yourself you are a sinner, but you never be able to deal with the sin. But New Testament, according to verse 34 here, is to forgive your sin. Forgive your iniquity. So it's to deal it one step further. Not only knowing it, not only make you feel guilty about it, but forgive your iniquity by the blood of Lord Jesus Christ. So this period of exile from 586 BC until Jesus' birth. Of course, in between, a lot of things happen. The last book of the Bible, Malachi, finished about 500 BC. So there was a period of silence, no revelation, no nothing, a few hundred years before the coming of Jesus. But when times come, God sent His Son through the Virgin, through the conception of Holy Spirit. He bring realization of this grand salvation plan to save our soul. So this is the 5E. That can easily help you to memorize the grand salvation plan, preparation of the Old Testament. Any questions so far? If I were you, I will make my own chart on the Bible, the contents on the Old Testament. So next time we talk about the introduction of Old Testament, all the main points are there. Actually, I finished my course. I'm using 45 minutes. I'm done instead of 29 hours. Yes?
I think that the south one, like...
Oh, the southern kingdom?
Yeah,
they were destroyed by the Babylonians. Babylonians, which is today's Iraq. So the north were destroyed by Assyria, which is equal to Iran today, and the south, 586, by Babylonia. And of course, there are 1 or 2 years difference. Different scholars quote different days. Some are 588 or 586, doesn't really matter, just 580s. Huh? Just like this chart tells us, Old Testament, New Testament, all pointing to Lord Jesus Christ. And Old Testament is preparation. New Testament is the realization. And this chart also tells us Old Testament is more concerned about Israel, the chosen people. So if you are not Israel, Old Testament were not written for you, right? Because it's only concerned the people of God. But New Testament is concerning the whole world, anyone in the New Testament time in the true church, including the apostolic time and the end time, right? So this is about the basics. I think I covered that. 2,000, 1,500, 1,000 in the exile period, and then it's Jesus. So very easy to memorize. Just 500 years gap. Now, if you open your book of contents, you can kind of mark it your way, so it's easy to make it easy to understand which book 4 belongs to each section. Right? Of course, there are different ways to categorize the Old Testament. The Jewish people, they have their own way to place where the book is. But the Jewish Bible, they don't call it the Old Testament. The Jewish Bible. Because the Jewish, they don't believe in Jesus, so they think there's nothing old, nothing new, right? The Bible is the Bible. But we call it Old Testament. But when you talk to a Jew, they won't agree. They say, well, our Bible is the Bible. Your Bible has too many books. Okay. But Christian Bible categorized the Old Testament in this way. First, yes. Oh, sorry, it's my problem. Okay. The first section is called the Law. Or people call it the Law of Moses. So in your content, in your table of content, I'll suggest you can even mark it from the first book, quoted it, put, use a bracket, circled it from Genesis to Deuteronomy. And then you can see from Joshua to Esther, it's all about history, about story. So you can quote it in your Bible, from Joshua to Esther, consider history book. So you can imagine yourself, you're walking in the library. Our Old Testament is a collection of books, it's just like a library. You go to different sections, you can find different information. And then you walk on, you pass it, you find the department of literature, like poetry or writings. You can call it writings or poetry. Or some people call it the wisdom book. Right? You can call it the wisdom book instead of calling it poetry. Poetry is too general. But call it wisdom book is better. From Job to Song of Songs, Song of Solomon. Now, the next session you'll go into is called the Major Prophets, which include the book of Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentation, Ezekiel, and Daniel. It's called the Major Prophets. Major doesn't mean they are more major than the other person, but the content is bigger. So that's why it's called Major. And of course, the last session also are prophets' book, but they were called the Minor Prophets, just because their contents are less than the other 4 or 5 major prophets. So this constitutes the Old Testament structure. And if you look carefully, there's some symmetry. If you can see, there can be some beautiful symmetry. I find another diagram which illustrates quite meaningfully. You know, when the Bible, everything has structure. Even every book has a structure. Even the old Old Testament has a structure. So totally there are 39 books. But if you put it this way, on the left, 17 books from Genesis to Esther. You can consider them all history books. Even you can say the first Bible book of Moses are kind of history, because they're recording story. And in between, there are 5 book of wisdom, and the rest, including the prophets, they are telling some kind of history too. Things happen, plus minor prophets. So also 17 on the right side. So Rick, make it really symmetrical. 17, 17, in the middle, 5. So there are different ways you can categorize it. But it doesn't really matter. But the problem is, for the people who don't understand the Bible, the Bible, the way they lay out, doesn't fit chronologically. This chart will help you to understand. For example, when you read Genesis, you should know that actually the book of Job was considered the same period when Genesis was written. At that time, people even write things on stone. In the book of Job, it mentioned about things cast out on stone. So when you read Genesis, you should think that actually Job was written at the same period. Of course, Genesis was not written on 6000 BC, because at the time people still not starting to write stuff yet. It is actually time of Moses they started to write. Right? When you read Exodus, And Numbers, you know, Leviticus and Deuteronomy is the same contemporary work. When you read Judges, you know that Ruth are the contemporary work. When you read 1st, 2nd Samuel, 1st, 2nd Kings, and you know that they are recorded the same kind of history as 1st and 2nd Chronicle. At the time, they also could have contemporary all the history about the minor prophets. They're covering the history of the same period. But of course, after they were exiled, they come back, Ezra and Nehemiah, and there are few prophets, encourage them to go back to exile, to go back from exile and rebuild the temple, including Esther. So this chart can help you better about where they fall belong the same time period, and help you to understand it. Because instead of looking at the table of content, you can jump around some book, actually not supposed to be there chronologically, but you find it there. And of course I missed one point too, very important. The rebuilding of the temple in the period of exile, you added yourself in your exile period, because the last period is the exile period, right? The last period of exile has a very important prefiguration about salvation. What does it refer to? The rebuilding of the temple refers to what? Refer to the rebuilding of the true church. The first temple was destroyed, but they rebuilt the temple in the period of exile. So, in this period, temple destroyed, no more, but in the period of exile, post-exile period, they rebuilt. You don't find this in other church commentary book. All those information, they are the same. But this part is not there, because all this rebuilding of the temple in the exilic period is talking about the true church. How the true church will be rebuilt. Because the apostolic church, they collapsed, they were corrupt, Holy Spirit left. But throughout many years later, 1917, true church was rebuilt, Holy Spirit were given, just like the same day of Pentecost. So you can see now we are running at the very end time of history, the salvation history, because everything has been fulfilled in the true church for the past 100 years almost. How many more time we have, we don't know, but we are already at the very ending chapters of salvation time, because the temple has been rebuilt. So this is the general introduction to the Old Testament. Any question? We finish the course. If you are able to write an essay on this, and you pass the course. The other main point is all supplementary. Okay, let's pray in silence.